Families gather outside a prison in Myanmar's commercial capital, Yangon, hoping to be reunited with their loved ones. The military junta freed 1,600 people, including criminals and foreign nationals, as part of an annual amnesty to mark the Buddhist New Year. But political prisoners were not included.
My daughter was arrested on the 25th of April 2021 and sent for interrogation. She was sentenced to 3 years in prison on a political charge. Now she's been in prison for more than a year.
The military seized power in February last year, just a few months after Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy swept to power. Within days of the coup, protesters were on the streets, demanding her release and a return to civilian rule. A campaign of civil disobedience followed, which triggered a deadly crackdown by security forces. Since then, thousands of protesters have been arrested and jailed.
The military's arrested an astonishing number of people since the coup in February of last year. So there's about 13,000 people who are political prisoners in Myanmar. They're in jail for any perceived opposition to the coup. So peaceful protesters, if you carried a banner that suggested you weren't happy with the coup, you could be sentenced to a considerable period of time in jail.
Human rights groups say the junta uses political prisoners as bargaining chips, freeing them from time to time to appease countries critical of the coup. For these families, it means more uncertainty, not knowing when they'll see their relatives again. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.